Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and I am honored to be bringing to you our daily audio filled devotional entitled The Cost of Forgiveness. I can remember the first time I started hearing politicians talk about student loan forgiveness. My initial thought was, why did I work so hard and sacrifice to pay off my student debt? I should have just waited for it to be forgiven. My guess is, you know someone who had a similar thought, or maybe you even might have offered the same sentiment yourself. We know that there's a massive problem with the rising student debt that students are graduating college with. In fact, one study showed that students who graduated in 2020 had 102% more debt than those who graduated just 10 years earlier in 2010. In one decade, we've seen the debt rate skyrocket as tuition costs have done the same. Ironically, I think exploring the idea of loan forgiveness might help us understand the nature of person-to-person forgiveness. It also might help us understand better the way that God forgives us. When we talk about student loan forgiveness, we're talking about a debt that someone willingly incurred being erased from their account. But it's just as important to point out what we are not talking about. We are not talking about going back in time to undo all the money was used to accomplish. The person who borrowed the money to attend university keeps their degree. They hold on to the experiences they had while in college and the things they learned. They maintain the job they got because of the degree. They keep all the benefits of the loan. We're also not talking about going to collect the money that was borrowed and then distributed. We don't go back to the professors, who got a minuscule amount of the money borrowed, by the way, and say, Jimmy defaulted on his loan, which means you need to pay back your part of what you were given. No, that money has already been spent or invested. It's already changed hands numerous times. When we talk about student loan forgiveness, what we're really talking about is the transferring of debt. It's forgiveness for the person who incurred the debt, but it's accumulation of more debt for our government. But that's the way forgiveness always works. The wrong is never erased or undone. That's often impossible. And that's also why forgiveness is really hard. In relational settings, when we forgive, we give up the pipe dream of being repaid. We know that would be impossible in most cases anyway, but it's a hope that many of us hold on to. When we forgive, we accept that a wrong has been transferred to our account, and we stop asking, assuming, or hoping that somebody will pay it back. We absorb the cost. The debt is transferred to our account. That's the very thing God did in Christ for us. Forgiveness is free for us, but it was costly for God, because the debt of our sin, which earned death, was transferred to Jesus' account. We got His righteousness, and He got our sin. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Sin cannot simply be eliminated. It must be transferred, just like student loan debt. The wrong goes somewhere, and in our case, it went directly onto the shoulders of Jesus. So take some time today and ask Jesus if there is anyone you're resisting forgiving because you want to be repaid. Think about the way Jesus has forgiven you, and then ask for the grace to live the same thing out towards those who have wronged you. Let me pray for you as you seek to live out this way of Jesus. Father, I lift up every person listening. Lord, I pray that they might know your grace and your mercy, your forgiveness towards them. And Lord, I pray that that would allow and free them, free us, to offer that same forgiveness towards those who have wronged us. Lord, I pray that we would be able to say, charge it to my account, that we might absorb the wrong and that it might die with us. Thank you for the way that you have done that on our behalf. We are eternally grateful, and we long to live out the same towards those around us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.